The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry, how he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Little thought for you here for the day. Jesus says, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." And that's problematic when you consider that not only did Jesus sacrifice himself to the point of death on the cross, but then turned around and asked us to carry our crosses and follow after him in his footsteps. Could it really be that that same Jesus now says, "I desire mercy, I don't desire sacrifice"? Problematic. Let's give it a closer look. When Jesus says those words, he actually quotes the book of the prophet Hosea. All right, and here's the full quotation. "Thus says the Lord, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, knowledge of my ways more than burnt offerings and holocausts." So just like Hosea, Jesus is not saying he doesn't desire sacrifice. He's rather saying he desires never sacrifice without mercy, never sacrifice without love. Okay, and here's your little thought for the day. Sacrifice is not about losing what you love. Sacrifice is about choosing what you love. I'm going to say that again, because that's memorable. Sacrifice is not about losing what you love. Sacrifice is about choosing what you love. Now, it's true for small things. For example, I love pizza. I think if I had my druthers, I'd live on a diet of pure pizza and ice cream, right? But I love my health more, and I know I can't have both. And so I choose what I really love, and we call that a sacrifice. It's true for great things, too. There may be someone you love, and you have to tell them a really unpleasant truth, something they are not going to like to hear. And you'd love to have a nice, easygoing relationship with this person and always a quick smile and a ready joke, but you'd love them to know the truth too, and you know you can't have both. And so you choose what you really love. And we call that a sacrifice. Sacrifice is not about losing what you love. Sacrifice is about choosing what you love. Christ Jesus our Lord loved his life, but he loved your eternal life even more. And so he chose to suffer and to die on the cross. And you know what happened next. Not only does Jesus rise again from the dead on Easter, but take a look at the scriptures and tell me if you don't recognize this. Jesus was changed after he rose from the dead. Now, that's a subject of a separate homily, but you know, the people who knew him best, apostles, Mary Magdalene, people who knew Jesus best, they had a hard time recognizing him. After he rose from the dead, something about him was changed. Like scriptures say, death has no more power over him. And what we need to understand, it's very helpful for us to understand, is that something like that happens to us every time we choose sacrifice. We're changed. We become different in our souls. We become something more like our Heavenly Father, something more like Christ Jesus our Lord every time we freely choose sacrifice. You know, they say you're a child of God. I heard it once said, let there be some family resemblance, right? Give people a reason to recognize you're part of the family. This is what happens every time we choose as our Lord chooses, and we choose what's truly worth loving. And this is the reason why we come to Mass. If someone were to stop you on the street and ask, why do you come to Mass? What would your answer be? You should have an answer at the ready. One of the best answers you can possibly give is that you can learn to love like God loves. Learn to sacrifice like Christ Jesus our Lord did. As I heard it said once so very beautifully, we go to Mass to learn how to die. Now that's what the Pharisees did not understand here in the Scriptures. The Pharisees had a tremendous love for the sanctity of the Sabbath, but they'd forgotten why they loved it. You know, it wasn't just so much about piety with the Pharisees. Would you believe this? It was actually about national security. Because the Pharisees were convinced that the reason why the Israelite people were defeated and invaded and by the Babylonians, why they were taken away into captivity in Babylon, was because they didn't live the covenant, the most visible aspect of which was the keeping of the Sabbath, and they were never going to let that happen again. Sabbath day is very important, right? A weekly reminder of who you belong to. In fact, you could understand the Sabbath, it's almost like having a picture in your wallet of somebody who you love. You open up that wallet and you look at that picture and you remember that first love. God gave us a Sabbath day so that every single week we could reorient our lives as to whom we belong and what we're on this earth for. Sabbath is a good thing, right? But we never want to love it for the wrong reasons. They'd love the Sabbath, but they've forgotten why. And when all the commandments of God are given to us across the course of our lives, we don't want that same thing to happen to us as well, right? So a little tiny thought for us for the day. Always remember that you never lose what you love when you choose sacrifice. You actually preserve it. And as we continue now with the prayer of the Mass, may we have the strength to put that into practice and the grace to persevere. Amen.